This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Bandcamp with Adam Todd, and we're lucky enough to be taking a call from our next guest who's in town to play a few shows and promote his band's album, Surfing the Void. We've just heard echoes from that very album. Welcome to Joy, Jamie Reynolds from Klaxons.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hi.
Well, thanks for joining us. Surfing the Void is your second album. With the first album being so successful, did you sort of have any second album jitters, both in the making of it and also on its release?
No, I think like it's very much sort of something we're kind of looking forward to the whole time. You know, both making it and now the fact that it's out there in the world. You know, it's for other people. You know, it was a record that we put together relatively quickly after we finished touring last time round. And although that must be like a year ago now, the whole thing's kind of rushed by really quickly and feels like it's the right time.
Awesome. And of course, we're lucky enough to be seeing you guys live on Friday night here in Melbourne. How's the reaction been to the new material around the rest of the world?
Yeah, so far so good. You know, it's been quite an exciting last week particularly. People already having a chance to have heard it before they come along. And then again, over the last couple of months where people didn't have a clue what we were doing before we were playing it, people were still, you know, same spirit, you know, fully involved, celebrating, having a great time.
Yeah, excellent. One word that springs to mind when I was listening to it was epic. Did you guys set out to achieve such a sound?
Yeah, wow, thank you. I don't know. I mean, we just kind of concentrated on becoming better musicians, I think is what happened, and accidentally here we are, and it's a big and joyous occasion, I think, for all involved.
For sure. So when you do write new material, do you go in with a plan? I'm a very organised person, so I need to have a plan of what I have to do. I'm not a musician, though, so I'm not sure if that works in reality for musicians.
I think that, you know, we'll write something at home. There'll be a little ditty or bits and bobs of the music at home and then bring it to the room to play it as the band. And then what happened? We just try to make that room come alive and think that if we can make a very small space come alive and it can work on a bigger scale. And that's kind of our approach, you know, make entertain ourselves first of all, and then once we know that that's going on, we think that it's gonna work outside.
Now you guys are back in Oz for New Year's. You're doing Falls Festival, which is very exciting.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that the first time you guys have done a gig on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, it will be. Yeah, I mean we've never played on New Year's Eve. We've always said that we wanted to be at home with our family and friends, but this year we said we've done that so often, get us out there, let's play, let's have a great time.
Ditching the family and friends then this year.
That's right. We'll see them over Christmas for a couple of days.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
We've all heard about the mysterious EP that sort of everyone's been talking about on the internet. And before you roll your eyes, I'm not going to ask you to explain the whole story, so don't worry.
Thank you.
People can just Google that, and I'm sure they'll see it in the hundreds of interviews that it's already been. All I want to know is, will that become available to the fans? Will that be released?
Absolutely. You know, yes. I mean, I can tell you that I've been listening to it all this week. I absolutely love it. I've started playing it to other friends who I haven't played it to since it was made, and I just love it, and we're in conversation about it coming out early part of next year, I think is the plan.
Excellent, great. I just wanted to get that out of the way.
Thank you.
Speaking of sort of interviews and that, you must get sick of, you know, getting the same questions and almost having to give the same answers, I guess. Is there anything that you would like to talk about that people don't often ask you in interviews? Is there something where you think, look, oh, I'd love to have a chat about that?
I'm not so sure. You know, I'm just quite sort of happy talking to people, you know, absolutely. You know, I like to talk to people as if I'm talking to anybody down the pub or talking to anybody anyway. You know, I'm quite happy, and for whatever people I think want to ask me anything, I'm quite happy to give you a sensible answer to it.
Yeah.
Secrets-wise, I don't know. You know, it's kind of all there and sort of wait and see what comes out, I suppose.
I guess it must be hard as an artist, though, because, you know, you could get faced with any question anyone sort of feels like asking you, so.
I'm ready.
You're ready. I wanted to bring up the term new rave because it's something I can't bring myself to describe you guys as, but do you see pop as a dirty word, or can I get away with calling you guys pop?
No, I mean, you know, I think that before we ever struck a note as a band, and we were in conversation before we had our first rehearsal, we said that we wanted to be a pop band, and we wanted to make sure that our music reached as far as possible, and I think that the pop world is where we want to be and where we find things to be very exciting.
Oh, good. So yeah. I can use that term then.
We're a pop band, I think. Yeah, absolutely. We're a funny pop band. We're a bit weird, but we're definitely a pop band.
Weird good. I'm not too sure if you know that much about Joy FM. We're actually Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
Oh, fantastic.
And I know you guys have heaps of gay and lesbian fans. I always try and link our community to the bands I interview. Now, how's this? Did you guys know that Gravity's Rainbow is actually in a top 10 list of workout songs for gay guys? How is that?
That's absolutely brilliant. Yeah, no, the imagery blows my mind. Fantastic.
I bet you didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that. That's a wonderful fact. Thank you.
Now, I see a lot of bands use being famous and being in a band to highlight some excellent and maybe not so excellent causes. Do you guys link yourselves with any causes or charities, or do you keep that very separate to being musicians?
Oh no, I think that we're kind of quite open, you know, and we get approached quite often, and it's often something that we're usually happy to work with. You know, I think there's a couple of things going on. I don't kind of want to name check anything, but we are approached, and when that happens, we're very much, if it's a cause that we believe in, it's something that we think is doing the right thing in this world, then we're very much happy to help and feel lucky to be in a position to be able to do that.
Yeah, for sure. Excellent. Yeah. A lot of bands have a massive first album, and then they sort of either go on to have a bit of a flop of a second album, or don't even get to release that second album because the first one was just kind of massive, and then they're never to be heard of again. How did you guys manage to maintain both the standard and success with this second album?
Well, firstly, thank you very much for saying that. I just think we're quite kind of focused on what we're doing, and I think that we had a very strong idea to start with, and that idea kind of carries the band through. The band didn't need to step away from a very strong idea the first time round. I don't think it was our job to change what we were doing, and we just became a bit better at what we do and a bit more focused. And I think that spirit kind of just continues with what we're doing.
It sounds like you got it sussed.
For the minute, I think so, yeah, thank you.
I also try and get a bit of an exclusive for our listeners and for the show as well. Is there anything you guys can reveal today on Bandcamp that is maybe something in the pipeline, something maybe a collaboration with Lady Gaga, or just something a bit left of centre that you can share with us that's not sort of out there at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, I wish that I could tell you that we had a collaboration with Lady Gaga. we've just performed a version of her song Bad Romance, which hopefully we'll be making a circulation quite shortly.
Oh, awesome. What did you do that through?
It was a radio show in Australia, so...
Oh, great.
We've just done it for the first time, and I don't think it's out for 10 days, so maybe that won't be spoken about for 10 days, so I guess we can have that one.
All right, excellent. We'll keep an eye out for that one anyway.
That's great.
A final question that I ask every guest I have here on Bandcamp. It can stump a few people, so don't worry if you need to take your time with it.
Sure.
Basically, I read out Joy's mission statement as a community radio station, and in that 20 seconds or so it takes to read it out, I ask you to come up with a mission statement for Klaxons. Do you reckon you're up for it?
Got it. Already
okay.
Got it.
Here's your thinking time.
Thank you.
Joy 94.9 is a volunteer-based community radio station providing a voice for the diverse gay and lesbian community, enabling freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation, and the celebration of our culture, achievements, and pride. Jamie Reynolds of Klaxons, what is your mission statement?
Well, I have to say that what you've just told me in your mission statement sounds remarkably similar to ours.
Okay, you're going to copy us.
Only that ours comes with a strong motto, and that is that we take fun very seriously.
Excellent. I like it. It's short and snappy.
Thank you.
Very nice. Well, the album is Surfing the Void. It's out right now through Modular Records, and it's in stores and online, of course. The gig is this Friday, September 3, at the Palace here in Melbourne, and the website for more details is klaxons.net. A big thank you to Jamie Reynolds from the Klaxons for chatting with us here on Bandcamp.
There we go. Thank you very much for having me. Absolutely brilliant. Can't wait for the Melbourne gig.
No worries. And I'll let you choose the next song. We heard Echoes at the start of the interview. What would you like to hear from the album?
Oh, from our album? I guess my favourite song, Twin Flames.
Twin Flames? All right. Here it is right now here on Joy 94.9. Thanks a lot, Jamie.
Thank you, now.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.